Good morning. My name is Morgan, and I am a member here at the University United Methodist Church, and whatever brings you here, custom, crisis, or curiosity, know that you are welcome. God is ready and waiting for you. May you find peace here, peace with God, peace with yourself, and peace with the world. So anyone who may be new today, I just want to show you a brochure, and they are located in the back of the sanctuary, and I hope that our welcome team has found you to give you one. And also, in your bulletins, you'll see these yellow slips. On one side, you can fill out your name, address, or contact if it's new, and then drop it in the offering plate. On the other side is a place where you can fill out your prayer request if you have one, and it will be read aloud during church. Also, for worship order, we have it in the bulletin here, or it will also appear on the screen, and full text is available with the QR code at the bottom. Restrooms and childcare are through this door, and in the gathering room after service, there will be conversation through the same door. Also, a reminder, all children are to be accompanied by an adult as a part of our safe sanctuary policy. A few things I want to highlight and mention. Next week is our February teach-in and potluck, which will happen after church. And then also today is the last day to place your order for the United Methodist t-shirts. So either today or tomorrow, and the sign-up is in the gathering room. Lastly, I have this wonderful letter to our Congress members. And if you are interested in signing, this is going to be a letter asking if there's any way to compromise without having another government shutdown. So if you are interested in signing and agree with this, then please find it in the gathering room after church. And let us continue our worship.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Alicia Wood. I am honored to say that I am the pastor here at University United Methodist Church, and I would like to send out a warm welcome to each and every one of you. Welcome, and I'm so glad you're here. We spend too much time being driven rather than drawn in. During this worship series, we will connect with our inherent creativity and create problem-solving to make this world a better place. Join the choir on the responses in our theme song for this worship series.
In the world of the driven, let your love be a given, to imagine, to dream, to create, to redeem, for the sake of the living.
Hovering is the creative act of taking a moment to see the big picture. In a world of quick fixes and instant gratification, we sometimes want to skip the step of paying quiet attention to this question. What one thing do we need to focus on now? Clearing the decks in order to give ourselves space and time to think, to reflect, to consider what is necessary, feels like a luxury, but in fact, both creativity experts and Jesus point to the importance of taking reflective time. The project of our lives and work in the world as Christians depends on this as well. If you didn't feel that you had to do or fix everything, what one thing would you work on at this point in your life? What do you feel drawn to?
In the world of the driven, let your love be a given, to imagine, to dream, to create, to redeem, for the sake of the living.
Please stand in body or spirit and join me in the unison call to worship. Hovering God, you are as close as the air we walk through and breathe. Open us to stop and feel your presence this day, so that we might learn what you would have to do in the midst of so much to do. Draw us into your quiet patience. Give us the courage to wait. Amen. Please remain standing and join me in singing our opening hymn, O God Who Gives Us Life. It's a new hymn to us with a familiar tune and wonderful words about following God's guidance and trusting our God-inspired creativity.
O God who gives us life and breath, who shapes us in the womb, who guards our lives from birth to death, then leads us from the tomb. Deliver us from fears that kill the life we have from you. Help us to know your Spirit still is making all things new. O God who calls your people out to venture and to dare, to plumb the bleak abyss of doubt and find you even there. When we despair in wandering through wastes of empty lies, refresh us with a living spring of hope that never dies. O God, a covenant and law revealed in cloud and flame, your mighty deeds evoke our awe, we dare not speak your name. Yet we, by faith, are drawn to you, and will your people prove. As on our hearts you write anew the covenant of love.
Please be seated. What holds us back from connecting with the presence of our Creator? Artist Pablo Picasso said, "Every act of creation is first of all an act of destruction." That means that whenever God leads us into new territory in our lives, life will change. Something will be different. Sometimes what holds us back is our fear that if we don't just plow forward in the same old ways, we won't be able to handle the change. Hear the good news. You can handle changes. Why? Because God is always with us. As our greeting and passing of the peace today, say to your neighbor, "You've got this." We don't need to know what each of us is struggling to change in our lives. We just need to remind each other that we are not alone and we are supporting one another. When you hear the music, it's time to return to your seats and time for the children to come forward. Would you stand and greet one another now, saying, "You've got this." Will the children please come forward and join me in front? You sure are.
Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways. And step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days.
Fall, though. Okay, go to. All right. How are you this morning? Good. So now that you're all settled and cozy, I'm so glad you are. I want to talk to you about this stuff up here and a little bit about this book and about this. But you know what the first thing we have to do? We have to continue changing lives out of this congregation. I see so many things that were donated from the congregation. Would you all mind going and picking them up? I see the donations in the aisles. Would you be willing to do that and bring it up? And we can put it right here on top of the table, okay? Thank you. This is great. They're always faster than I think, so I know we got this. As the children continue collecting all the donations, I just want to say we are grateful for all that you bring in. These are donated items that mostly, of course, will take almost anything, but mostly have to do with personal care. And a lot of personal care items, or I think all personal care items, are not covered with food stamps. And that's why Galen Murphy Stanley asks us to bring in toothpaste and toothbrushes and stuff like that, because our friends that receive food stamps and come to our pantry are not able to pick these things up with their food stamps. Oh, look at all this. This is great. Thank you, everyone, for bringing all this. And so on the first Sunday of the month, we have the children collect these items. So thank you. Wonderful. Okay, so not one of you except for Jim was here last week when we read the dot. So here's a little recap. Here, hon, why don't you come? Oh, you're good? Are you good over there, Matthew? You okay? Yep. Okay, well, we're coming over here. All right, so this is a book called The Dot. And the dot is about a girl who doesn't think she's an artist. So he just let out a big sigh. Thank you. I got it. Here you go. So the dot is about a girl who thinks she's not a very good artist. So her art teacher asked her to make a mark. And so she makes a mark. She puts a big dot on the paper. And her art teacher asks her to sign her name. So she signs her name, and then her art teacher hangs it up on the wall because she thinks it's a work of art. And this encourages the girl to continue doing art, and she makes all kinds of art with dots. So that's what this is about. And at the end, she does the same for another student. She encourages that person to make a mark and let them know that they're an artist too. So we are talking about creativity this series, and I thought the best way for us to learn about creativity is from all of you. You guys are great. And last week we made thumbprints, fingerprints, and then some folks, including Jim, this one's Jim's, made different things out of those thumbprints. It was kind of neat. So this week what we're going to do is there are some already made. You guys each have one that's made, four of them. If you don't want to use one of these, you can make your own word and put it at the table down there when we're done. And so you're going to put a word down, and then you take, oh, I lost my markers under all this.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, thanks. And then what you're going to do is do dots all over this. And my dots are not working. You can color it however you want, but you want to make sure that you put a lot of dots. And then when you're done doing dots everywhere, you pull off the tape. Sometimes messages are kind of between the lines. And so that's what this art project is going to show us, how that sometimes messages aren't so bright and bold, but sometimes we have to look between the lines and look into our creativity to see the message. So that's what we're going to do after we get done here. If you're comfortable, you can sit there, and Miss Anne is going to make sure, where'd she go? She's going to make sure that everybody stays in their own lane over here, and you can do that. And then when you're done, you're welcome to go sit back with whoever brought you, okay? So, any thoughts or questions on this? All right. So, I am looking forward to the congregation learning all about being creative and thinking outside of the box, or maybe even looking at the messages between the lines as we go through this series. And I believe that all of you are going to lead the way because you guys are so creative and so smart. So will you pray with me? We make belief that God is playing and creating through people in all places, and God plays and creates with us too. Let all God's children say, thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Amen. All right, will you all go sit down there at the table, and you can bring your project with you, and there's more projects down there. All right, and you can color this however you want.
During this worship series, in addition to the scripture reading, we will have a reading categorized as an imaginative world. These readings are about finding and reclaiming our creativity. Today's reading is Build Forts with Blankets by Sark. Remember the safety of a good fort? Bedspreads draped across chairs, weighted down by giant books, with a tunnel leading under the card table. Maybe there was a hole in one of the bedspreads, but there so you could peer out, unseen. You might pass a stack of comic books and a row of cookies in your fort, and stay there all day in the dull glow of the bedspread light. The fort was your refuge, your secret spot. The interior untouched by adult hands or eyes, it was a world that you built yourself. What if we could remember to build a world of forts made with blankets, where we each had time to focus, to hover in the quiet, dull glow of bedspread light? Last week, we heard about the beginning of Jesus' ministry. In this week's scripture, from the fourth chapter of Luke's Gospel, we take one step back and hear the story of the 40 days Jesus spent in the wilderness after his baptism. Hear these words. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all during those days. And when they were over, he was famished. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone." Then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant all of the kingdoms in the world. And the devil said to him, "To you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given over to me. And I give it to anyone I please. If you, then, will worship me, it will all be yours." But Jesus answered him, "It is written, worship the Lord your God, and serve only him." Then the devil took him to Jerusalem, and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to protect you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. What does it mean for God's kingdom, a place where all are kin or family to come on earth as it is in heaven? We asked some folks at our Friday community how this church has affected their lives, and this was one of their responses.
I'd just like to say that the food pantry program here at United Methodist has tremendously helped me and my sons. I have two sons. And I've been in this community, this area, for like 6 years, and I've been able to supplement and feed my kids through the program. So I'm eternally grateful, and God bless.
We are changing lives at this church. Let's continue to live and grow into new ways to share God's love creatively. During this worship series, we are talking about creativity, you might have noticed. What better way to remember and learn to be creative than by children? My prayer is that our children lead the way in our creative thought as a church. This is the reason we have an easel and the children's tables as our focus today. If you want to see what they create, they're going to leave the things up on the table, we hope, so that we can see what they create today. And I'll bring down the easel as well so you can see what they created last week. As I stated in the beginning of worship, hovering is the creative act of taking a moment to see the big picture. It might work. Not working? Okay, that's all right. We'll go to the next thing. So what you would have seen is this woman laying on the ground and her and it and the camera zooming out away from her until we just saw the earth and the moon from space. It was a really neat video. You can look it up later on YouTube. As we keep this word in mind, hover, I'd like to talk about today's scripture, reflect on the scripture and how it may affect us today, and then imagine what might come next. Our scripture today is known as the temptation of Jesus. Jesus was tempted for 40 days. The number 40 occurs often in scripture. What other Bible stories include the number 40? You tell me. What other Bible stories include 40? Yep, Noah. I heard of... That's right, yep. Anything else? What did you say, Anne? Moses? Yeah, you're taking all the ones I've written down, Divine. Thank you. Awesome. Yes. So 40 occurs many times in the Bible. And there are 40 days between the resurrection and the ascension. During this period of time, during these 40 days, Jesus was growing into who he would be in his ministry. Through the temptation, Jesus' responses to the devil or adversary are found in Jewish scripture. Each of his answers are scriptural references from Deuteronomy. Jesus was pulling from scripture to overcome temptation. As we reflect on our scripture today, I am drawn to the second temptation, in which the devil leads Jesus up and shows Jesus all the kingdoms of the world. As Jesus stood there, what do you think he saw as he hovered? What can you imagine he saw? Do you think he saw people? Animals, people? Chaos, yes. What else might he have seen? What's that? The suffering, the desert, yes. Yes. Jesus, I imagine, and you all have really kind of thought through what I thought through, homes and people and families, the lost, the forgotten, the suffering. Jesus saw the most important things for him. He knew the people of the world were more important than anything the devil could ever offer. Following these 40 days, Jesus proclaimed his to-do list in ministry, which is to preach the good news to the poor, proclaim release to the captives, recover sight to the blind, set at liberty the oppressed. How do we become clear in our purpose as Jesus did? Have you ever gone paragliding? Am I hearing no from everyone? Is there anyone who has gone paragliding? Anyone in the choir? Oh, okay. Neither have I, but I'm scared of heights, so I thought one of you would have gone paragliding. It's a chance to fly above the earth into the sky and see the big picture. Sometimes we need to hover or reflect on our lives. As Rick Warren has asked in the book, The Purpose-Driven Life, what on earth am I here for? Do you ever get a chance to do this, to reflect? Do you ever make time to reflect? Have you built your blanket fort lately to get cozy and do quiet things and reflect? Let's make some time. Maybe build a blanket and pillow fort. Reflect and use the spiritual practice of prayer to rediscover our priorities. As often as he could, Jesus would go away and pray. Let's continue to live into our creativity. Let's take time to hover this next week and get the big picture of our own lives and how this impacts our church. What priorities need to come first for you? And what might be bubbling up in us so that we may continue to change lives through God's love? God's love for this beautiful city. Howard Thurman said, "Don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive, and then go do it. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive." Amen.
Please join me now in singing our call to prayer, "I Dream of a Church." The ushers will collect your yellow prayer slips to be read aloud.
Oh God, fill our hearts to reach out in welcome. Make us to see your vision once more. Let's dream of a world where our hands are your hands. We offer ourselves. Oh God, make it so. Make it so. Make it so. We pray for the day. Make it so. We dream of a world where love reigns among us and your will is done. Oh God, make it so.
We will have a period of silent prayer, followed by a spoken prayer, and finally, the Lord's Prayer. Please speak the Lord's Prayer in whatever way or language that you feel closest to God. As we begin a time of silent prayer, get comfortable in your seat, breathe in, and allow the Holy Spirit to fill your consciousness as you open your heart to God. Let us pray. Lord, please be with us and help us to remember to always be creative, to stop and take the time to build forts, to not be afraid of change, to help us to be open to changes in our lives, whether they are positive or something that makes us afraid. Let us feel your presence to help us embrace all of the changes and know that we are not alone. Please join me now, the prayer Jesus taught us. Creator God, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Please remain seated as we sing hymn number 534, "Be Still My Soul," together.
Be still, my soul, the Lord is on your side. Be patiently the cross of grief or pain. Leave to your God to order and provide. In every change, God. faithful will remain. Be still, my soul, your best, your heavenly friend. Through thorny ways leads to a joyful end. Be still, my soul, your God will undertake to guide the future as in ages past. Your hope, your confidence, let nothing shake. Now, Messiah shall be bright at last. Be still, my soul, the waves, winds still know. The Christ who ruled them while he dwelt below. All now, Miss Soul, the hour is hastening on, when we shall be forever with the Lord. When disappointment, grief, and fear are gone, sorrow for God, love's purest joys restored. Be still, my soul, when change and tears are past. All safe and blessed, we shall meet at last.
I pray your soul is still. This morning we have Holy Communion. What a blessed day. A day where our soul can be renewed and filled up once again. And as you are able and ready in a bit, not quite yet, I invite you to come forward. Everyone is truly welcome at this table. We have gluten-free bread only and grape juice only, so that all are able to come to the table and partake in one feast. I got to give the directions. After we're done with the liturgy, our ushers will invite folks up pew by pew, and as you come forward, there will be servers up here. There'll be two sets. One set will be here, and so anyone coming up this aisle will come here first, and you'll pick up a piece of bread. And they'll say something to you, and you can say amen. And then you have a choice. You can either dip the bread into a cup and receive Holy Communion by intinction, or you can eat the bread right away and then go to the little cup and drink the little cup and then place the cup in the basket. The same will be on this side as well, and then you'll just exit out towards on the side where the stained glass windows are. All right, so I think that is all the logistics. One of the most creative things Jesus did in his ministry was to draw people into fellowship around a meal. His actions were out of the box in terms of who he dined with. Perhaps he sensed that when the food and drink is filling our bodies, people's guards come down just a little bit, and they see their common humanity in their common hungry tummies. Perhaps it is a good model for us to think about how church could sometimes get out of the box we put it in. So we come to the table to be reminded of this radical, hospitable, creative Jesus that we follow, and that we follow his example, welcoming all who are hungry for love, for fellowship, for connection, for inspiration, for new life. God be with you. Lift up your spirits in celebration of God's love. Let us give thanks and praise. God set in motion the grandest creativity project of all. Light where there was no light, waters and land, creatures on foot and wing, beauty and laughter, and God called it good. Out of that goodness we came, imbued with the gifts of the Creator. We were invited to begin our lives of creating, making, building, planting, crafting, fashioning. Sometimes we got sidetracked and forgot this true calling. We destroyed instead of built up. But you, God, kept repairing our lives, calling us again into the joy of relationship with you. And so we proclaim our praise with the saints of all time and place, repeating after me, Holy, Holy, Creating God. Everywhere we see your glory. Blessed are they who are drawn in. Singing the heart song of love. Your creativity knows no bounds, and in the fullness of time you came to us fashioned in your own flesh and blood. In sending Jesus, you created human and holy connection and showed us what love looks like in public, preaching the good news to the poor, proclaiming the release of the captives, recovering sight to the blind, setting at liberty those who are oppressed. Jesus promised to continue this work through a new covenant of creativity, sending his Spirit to remain and move in and through us. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread. He broke it. He gave thanks to you. And then he shared it with his friends, his disciples. And he said to them, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. When the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you, and then he shared it with his friends and disciples and said, Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And so, what shall we do? Repeat after me. We will break ourselves open. We will pour out ourselves out. We will pour ourselves out in food for the hungry and in love for the stranger, just as Christ offered all. So too shall we. We will rise to new life and commit to create. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon us in this moment so that we might know your presence and power in our lives. Make us so one so that we can co-create your reign on earth as it is in heaven. Let this bread and fruit of the vine fill us with your Spirit for the work and play of loving creation and each other fully. Amen. All right, will you repeat after me one more time? Amen. Amen. Alleluia. So be it. You got this. Oh, yeah. So, will our communion servers please come forward? And as they come forward, please settle yourself, and the ushers will come by when we're ready. Thank you.
Holy, hospitable God, we give you thanks for what you have created in this moment of our sharing. More connection to you in answering Jesus' invitation to the table. More connection to each other as we shared in the common elements. And more connection to the world as we made our vows to share this abundant grace in the world. Amen. Committed Christians have been serving this community at this place for 150 years. You are now a part of this living tradition. Giving is a way that we recognize the source of all that we have and a way that we build towards Jesus' vision of a peaceable kingdom for all God's people. Don't forget to put your yellow slips that look like the yellow slips that I don't have in my hand, but put them in the plate as the usher collects the offering as the choir sings.
Bless Christ through whom all things are made, joined, seen, and unseen in their praise, of all who both create sustains, who goes before in justice reigns.
Please remain standing and join me in the prayer of dedication. We pray for vision to recognize the creative spirits within our hearts and minds. We see all the possibilities present here in this place and in this people. We refuse to accept the way it's always been. Visioning, listening, planning, and acting to make God's kingdom here, place, and to be fully present and active in the world into which we now go. Amen. Please be seated as we sing our closing hymn, God Be the Love to Search and Keep Me. It's a beautiful melodic hymn that is a 21st century adaptation of the traditional Celtic prayer style. Many such petitions for God's presence and protection were never written down, but this one is based on an example attributed to St. Patrick. Dale will sing the first verse for us, and then we can all join in for the rest of the hymn.
God be the love to search and keep me. God be the prayer to move my voice. God be the strength to now uphold me. O Christ, surround me. O Christ, surround me. Bind to myself the name of holy. Great cloud of witnesses enfold, prophets, apostles, angels, witness, O Christ, surround me, O Christ, surround me. Brightness of sun and glow of moonlight, flashing of lightning, strength of wind, depth of the sea to soil of planet, O Christ, surround me, O Christ, surround me. Walking behind to them my journey, going ahead to light my way, and from beneath, above, and always, O Christ, surround me. O Christ, surround me. Christ in the eyes of all who see me. Christ in the ears who hear my voice. Christ in the hearts of all who know me. O Christ, surround me. O Christ, surround me.
So I know we have snacks in the back if you want to go back there. I saw them. So may you who see the unfolding of each day as an opportunity to be a co-creator with God, as a Jesus follower, may you feel his company leading you toward making more kindness, justice, and mercy. May you know the nudge of the creative spirit within, making belief in all you are and all you do. Amen.